It's that time again, people. Driving in the car to pick up the old man from Gatwick. Gone to see my brother in Canada, the lucky bastard. Sort of 10, 11 days. Drove in there, now picking him up. Why'd I sign up for this shit? I'm stuck on the M25 like a cunt. We are moving now, though. Just as I decide I'm going to record the podcast. There you go. It's almost like Darren's strongman update. It's like my driving update in my life. I'm not eating anything while I'm doing it. Just FYI. But if you hear me pause, it's because I don't know where I'm going. Scramble, shout at some dickhead. You know the routine. Even though I'm the one focusing on the podcast rather than driving. But anyway. Right, what game week is it? Game week 24. Okay, I've been doing a lot of, like, the recent ones have been sort of a little bit longer term as planning, and I appreciate that's what people probably want at the moment because there's so many random doubles and blanks and stuff like that. But the thing is, we still don't have the full picture. You know, I did one of those kind of last week, and I feel like I'm going to focus more on just general strategy around this game week, really, and free hits and stuff like that. I don't know if it'll help everyone. I think a lot of the stuff I'm going to say is obvious this week, and that's why I debated even doing it. But I've got reason to, because I'm bored in the car. So there you go, you lucky devils. Let's work our way through the fixtures and just some general thoughts. So I'll start at the top. It's Watford versus Coventry. One of the better games, I would say. And I do have to bear in mind the league here. So actually, let me talk about the league first before that. So I think if you the league, which is Farley starts centre midfield for Bolton, Ferguson starts centre forward for Everton, Sturridge starts centre forward for Leicester, Hargreaves starts centre midfield for Watford. And then they say Crouch, Fowler, Fotheringham, Marinelli are all benched. Okay. Now I don't know about you guys, or maybe I'm reading too much into it. To me, that the whole mentioning these players are benched is almost saying for the other guys they're not in the squad, if you know what I mean, like the replacements or hinting. Like, so for example, they could have said Benjamin is on the bench, right? They didn't say that. They said Sturridge starts centre forward for Leicester. Now I think you can look into the leaks two ways here, and both of them could be right in hindsight, like after you look at the lineup. Firstly, I think they leak stuff that is most interesting to them. So, you know, if Farley's starting centre midfield for Bolton and the rest of the team is as expected, that would be the most interesting thing to leak, right? Rather than the whole team has just completely changed in reps. So it could be that, or it could be that the whole team, you know, they're telling us that a lot of the star names are rested. And it's hard to decipher which one. I don't think you can say for sure which one it is. What I would say is if you're on a free hit this week, then you absolutely want to make sure that you have some decent players on the bench. And when I say decent, they don't have to be expensive, they just have to be good picks. That's obvious anyway, right? But there are some cheaper players and even confirmed starters and stuff that you can have on your bench. I don't think it means you don't go for these players, because if there is any rep involved, like proper rep, they won't play, they won't be on the bench, they won't even come on. So you can risk the players, because if they do play, they are the best players, and just make sure you've got someone on the bench. That's the way I would do it. And you can even put captains and vice-captains on them, I think, because like I say, I doubt they would come on and it would just move to another player. You just don't want to do it captain and vice-captain on two risky ones, right? Because then obviously you can end up with just one. And I think if you look at the reputations for a lot of these the leaks there, like Farley for Bolton. I mean, Bolton, they're pretty low rep. And who are they home to? They're home to Ipswich, which I think are like 15. So I'd be surprised if there was rep there. I personally think that's just he's playing in centre midfield. The rest of the team should be okay. I could be wrong, but that's my general take. Ferguson, centre forward for Everton. Now, he can play a couple of games a season. Newcastle, I think, again, about 14-15 reputation. You know, that instantly makes the forward spots. There's only one other spot. So, you know, Christie, Campbell, suddenly there's a lower percent chance they start just on the nature that there's only two striker spots. Definitely is. But it doesn't necessarily mean the whole rest of the team is rotated. Yeah, and like I said, there's no Christie is benched, for example. So I think he's either starting with him or he's not in the team, if that makes sense. That's the takeaway I'd have from that. Not that they can mention everyone, right? So there is that caveat as well. They'll probably leave some stuff up to interpretation. the Hargreaves one, starting centre midfield for Watford. Now, he has played already for them, I think. And there's three centre midfield spots. I know that when he did play before, they had injuries all over the place. And this time, they don't. I think they've got, like, one injury or something. But there's still three available slots, and he's been playing. So, the fact that he's played before obviously helps the fact that he could play again. Because when you play in the team and you're training, your stats actually go up. You get a bit of a boost, especially as a kid. That's why it says always, like, integrate your youth and stuff. If you play some players in the reserve for a few games, you'll see their stats temporarily improve a little bit. So he has more of a chance to play because he's already played, and there are three available spots in that system for him. So is there instant panic? Well, if you look at the game, it's home to Coventry, so there is reason to panic, because Coventry, I think, are the lowest rep in the game, at 11. So if Watford are going to rep at all this season, it would probably be this game week. Doesn't mean it's definitely happened, but it could be. So would that put me off? I mean, I've got Petkov in my team, right? And I'm not going to free hit or take him out or anything. I'm just going to hope he plays. If I was on free hit, I'd still pick Petkov, because I think he's one of the best picks this week. And then I would just have a strong bench, you know, because I think, you know, if it is rep, obviously you're just going to get that player off the bench. I can't see Petkov being on the bench and coming on and ruining it. And I wouldn't take the risk of just not having Petkov, because I think he's one of the better picks this week. So that's my personal take. You may think different. Back to the teams. Kind of just covered Watford there anyway. I think one of Tommy Smith or Gifton Noel Williams is absolutely fine. I'd be inclined to go Gifton Noel Williams, really. I think he's just a better actual goal getter and he's cheaper. So it kind of helps with the rest of your team, especially if you're strengthening your bench on a free hit. So I think that's one way you can make a saving. You know, you can argue he's possibly better at scoring goals. He's 2 million. I think he's 2 million. Around 2 million less. And it's like, well, if he doesn't play, meh, who cares? You've probably got a stronger player on your bench coming on anyway. So I like that. I think I would have Petkov and possibly Gifton Noel Williams in a free hit team. One or both of them. I wouldn't really touch anyone else for obvious reasons. Coventry, I saw some people are going for Coventry players, and I understand they've got a decent week next week. And that is another thing to bear in mind, actually. If you're not on a free hit, you know, if you're taking hits and bringing in players for this week just to have starters, they're then going to be in your team. So you have to make sure you're happy having this player, I think, for, you know, the next week, the week after. And it is another transfer or hit to get rid of that player. So I could, you know, I could think Coventry players do okay in this game week because it's Watford, so they could do. You know, any given game week, Watford can get thrashed, can't they? So I can't personally see that happening in this one, but it could. But am I happy to bring in, you know, a Lee Hughes or a Matthias, like I see a lot of people sort of doing, to then have to worry about getting him out? And I appreciate they've got, like, a decent game. They might, I think Andy Martin said, they might not have any blanks or doubles. They're just, like, a consistent player to have in your team. Fine. But I don't really want to have those players in my team because they're not that good. I think they've scored like 11 goals all season or something. You know, they're not the best offensively. So, yeah, sure, on a free hit, if you fancy the fact that Coventry might get some goals away from home against Watford, then fine. I personally think there's better options, but I don't really like buying their players, even if it is for two decent fixtures, just because I don't think they're good enough to get a good enough score where it's going to be worth having to use the transfer to bring them in and the transfer to take them back out eventually. Unless, of course, you're tying this in with wild cards and whatever else, and this is why it's all down to the individual, right? Anyway, let's move on. So I wouldn't really have any Coventry players, I don't think, on a free hit team anyway, personally. Norwich versus Liverpool. This is probably the one game where I'd pick the away players. First of all, they've got a better chance to start if they're away. There won't be rep involved. As it's midweek, there could be general tiredness, and Liverpool do rotate in general, so you could get unlucky. But I still think it's probably one of the better teams to pick. I know Norwich have been pretty solid at home, roughly, and Liverpool aren't the best for goals, but Owen is back. They're usually a lot better. And it's just a good fixture, good players. Sometimes it's as basic as that, right? I'd rather bring in these players on a free hit and also not on a free hit, because I'd be happier to hold them because they're just better players. So I think Partridge would be a no-brainer. You know, not guaranteed to start, wing set pieces. I don't need to tell you who the good players are anymore, and this is why I don't you know, I often think maybe these pods are even worth it, but Hippier, Partridge, Owen. The fact that it says Fowler is on the bench, I mean, pretty much says the Heskey starts then, right, if he's fit. So that's a bit of a differential if you wanted to be, you know, just for the sake of being different, fine. I think you would just go Owen, but if you can't get up to him, Heskey is a decent goal scorer in this game, so that's a punt that maybe people can risk. I wouldn't expect masses away from home, like I say, for Liverpool, but you never know. They could just win it 2 or 3-0. And I think when you're picking your team, especially the defenders, if you're looking at a team and there's a defender in there who doesn't have some sort of attacking threat, you're probably not doing it right in champ, because clean sheets can never be guaranteed, so they need to have something else about them. I think probably the only one that I would consider having that probably doesn't have much of an attacking threat this week is Ashley Cole, just simply because the clean sheet looks very, very likely, and he has got a little bit of an attacking threat, and he's pretty much nailed on for some sort of bonus, so he's good enough where he can get away with it. You know, anyone else that's sat in your team because you're sort of targeting a clean sheet or whatever, I don't think it's worth it. I think you need to have a player like a Hippier where you just think, oh, he could get enough, you know, you can get assists and goals from open play, let alone a penalty. And I'd fill my team with these players, because this is the way you can just hit the lottery, right, get lucky with them, even if they concede. Which, you know, away from home, you can, like I say, you can never guarantee the clean sheet here. But yeah, Partridge, Hippier, Owen, all pickable. Heskey as well, I would say, are all pickable for this game. I think Bishkan is as well. Still prefer Hippier quite comfortably. Bishkan could end up in centre midfield. Not as nailed on for bonus, but obviously could score. He's an alright option. You've got Kirkland, obviously he's been most people's teams, but on a free hit, I personally would look at the next team, which I'm going to speak to, which is Vesterveld. I think you have to, not have to, but I think double Arsenal defence is probably the play on a free hit, because they look like the best team in terms of a clean sheet. So you can put Vesterveld in goal as a result. Blackburn likely to be 7-2-1. You know, it looks, they can't keep a clean sheet there, I don't know what to say. They've kept a load of clean sheets in a row, not that that should matter at all. You know, I don't factor that in personally, but some people do. And yeah, like I mentioned before, Ashley Cole's an obvious pick, isn't he? To double up there and hopefully get an easy clean sheet with some bonus from him. The rest of the team for Arsenal, I think, obviously, Henry is the obvious pick this week, because he's the best player with the best, in terms of, yeah, he's got a really good fixture, or at least a very good fixture, compared to most, and he's the most high-profile player. I'd say probably him and Owen, obviously Owen's away. So, yeah, he's been largely dreadful. I don't really factor that in. You know, I'll be getting Henry in for Viduka as captain almost certainly. I may as well say certainly. I just wait for any sim data or anything else to come out that could possibly influence me, but I can't. That's something I've been pretty good at this year, is having most weeks, not all weeks, having a fairly good idea of what I'm going to do, and haven't really let it influence me too much. And like I said, that's bringing it back to basics. Henry at home versus Blackburn. I appreciate there's been plenty of times when you could have brought Henry in and he's just not delivered, and it's been frustrating, but that's just bad luck. You know, that is bad luck. All those times that you've probably brought him in for a run of good fixtures, yeah, it's been a good pick. And he is again this week. The beauty of bringing Henry in for Viduka is obviously next week as well, and this is what I mean about, think about it, are you doing this just for this week or future? And Viduka, I can't remember what his fixtures are, but I think he's like blank and away game versus Liverpool or something like that. It's like pretty terrible. Whereas Omri's got another decent game. So it's just a no-brainer. And this is where you are using your transfers on the most, possibly the most impacted position, right? Rather than taking hits or whatever to swap one defender for another, or bringing a Matthias from Coventry or whatever. No, forget that. Get rid of Viduka, get Omri in as captain, or a decent captain for this week. And that's the most chance. You know, if Omri scores 2 or 3 goals this week, then you've probably kept pace with most other people, right? Or done well enough where it doesn't matter that you've got 7 or 8 players. So, obvious move for me. If he blanks, Selavi, it is what it is. It was still the right play before the points came out, in my opinion. There are, obviously, you could pick the Arsenal midfielders, but I just don't trust them as much. You know, Pires, I would have maybe if we knew he was definitely starting, but because I like that Vesterveld, Cole, Henry trio, I can't find a way to fit him in. So, yeah, he's okay to have, but I just think there's probably better options.
Likewise for Finnan, it's 4.5 million. So if you're sitting there thinking, all right, how am I going to afford this team and all my bench to be strong, then obviously you could have Finnan at 4.5 million either in your 11 or on your bench, right? And he's you're getting extremely good value there for that player. Wouldn't have any Blackburn at all for obvious reasons. Leicester versus Villa. So this is a bit of an interesting game. I know Leicester can score goals at home. Aston Villa can score them away, or just score them in general. I don't think this is just a clear cut like Leicester win or anything. I think there could be quite a lot of goals in this game. I think Villa could actually, you know, win this game 3-1 or something like it. I think you could pick Villa players is what I'm trying to say if you really wanted to. I wouldn't pick the defenders. You know, you could. I think Rufus is orange. Otherwise, you could have said, well, going back to my mantra, if you're going to pick a defender, make sure he's got some attacking threat. I think, yeah, going with him with penalties and stuff wouldn't have been the worst pick, especially at 4.5 as for like one of your people on your bench. But because he's orange, you just don't know he's going to play now, do you? So that's kind of out the window. I think you could go Balaban or whoever up front if you really wanted to, or Hendry. I think that's fine, but it's an away player, right? So let's focus on Leicester. Delaney's an obvious name, cheap, sometimes left wing, takes some set pieces. So he's a nice pick. Like I said, I'm not sure he gets clean sheets. I kind of maybe like some other defenders a little bit more, but he's certainly in the conversation. And then there's Benjamin, who's in my team again. And he's got a decent game next week. Can I take a hit to remove him? Even though I probably don't think he plays. I mean, they didn't say he was benched, like I say, and they say another guy starts. So for me, it's probably Scowcroft and Sturridge. I think we need to remind ourselves that Benjamin is never nailed. You know, he's only worked his way into his team by now in three seasons, and he's done fine. But the AI doesn't go, oh, you've done really well, you stay in. Doesn't really work like that. Sturridge gets a game. Reputation ability is still high enough where it's considered by the AI as a pick. There might be some tiredness involved or whatever. Midweek game. He could be on the bench and they've not mentioned it. You know, we were second guessing things. Sturridge rarely makes 90 minutes. So if you say, oh, I'm going to include Sturridge in my team because they've leaked he starts, you could do. I'd just be afraid. I'd be slightly afraid. I don't think it's a rep team because Leicester, like I said, are low rep and Aston Villa are pretty high. So that would surprise me. I think it's just general rotation, really. Where am I going with this? I probably wouldn't pick Benjamin on a free hit now, really, because I think there's just too much doubt around him personally. You know, like I said before at the start, you can pick a player and he either plays 90 or not at all. In this case, I'm not 100% sure because Sturridge is just so unlikely for 90 minutes. Is he the other guy with him? Is he on the bench? Whatnot? I'm not sure. My personal take is he's just not playing. But it's hard to see why he wouldn't be on the bench if it's not a rep game. So that would worry me that he'll come on for 20 or 30 minutes and they've just not mentioned it. The other scenario is he is the other guy up front playing with him, right? But I just think that the leakers, getting into the leakers' mind, that's a little bit harsh to say that he starts, because that our takeaway from that would be, well, Benjamin probably doesn't play. But are they just leaking something that's interesting? I'm going back in circles, aren't I? I think the long story short here is if you've got Benjamin in your team, you probably just play him because the next week's okay. You don't get rash and take hits to remove him. I have considered maybe moving to like a Jeffers or something for Arsenal, just to double up with Omri Jeffers and hope they smash Blackburn, but it's probably a bit of a dream world. Arsenal got a good game afterwards, right? So it could be fine. I think I'm probably not going to do that. I think I'm just going to leave Benjamin in, not take the hit, hope he plays. On a free hit, I'd probably now avoid, unfortunately. Which could end up being a good thing for us, not on free hit. You know, Benjamin could start and do well, and free hitters don't go there. So it could be a way to claw back some points. But in any case, can I see Benjamin racking in like 2-3 goals and stuff? I mean, it could happen, it's champ, but it's not really likely, is it? It's not like he's an absolute gun striker with penalties and everything else. Yeah, you're probably looking at sort of 8 points max or something here. So, yeah. I'd probably only really go for Delaney if I was on a free hit, maybe from Leicester here now. But I do expect goals in this fixture. Everton versus Newcastle. Ferguson starts up front. I think on free hit, Unsworth is appealing just because he's got the penalties. probably playing one of the centre backs. Could be against Shearer, so could end up sort of competing for a lot of headers and tackles and stuff. Could end up with some bonus as a result. The wing backs as well are obviously just good players in the game, good average rating. I think they take some set pieces as well, so you could look at them. Ferguson, I wouldn't pick, even if he can do well in this game. He's unlikely to last 90 minutes, so I wouldn't just risk him on a free hit. This is a similar thing with the Benjamin thing with Christie, right? I don't think he'd have been one of my top picks anyway this week. And now there's just enough risk to me where you just wouldn't consider it, but I suppose he's a differential. It's more about the Newcastle players. They're probably going to play. They're away from home. Shearer, is he an option? I think he probably is an option on free here. You know, there are probably slightly better ones, but we just know that Shearer is a gun. Like, if they're going to score, it could be him. He's obviously got the penalties. I don't really like picking an away forward, especially in a game which isn't clear-cut, just like a particularly good game. But if you go after some security, you can't really ask more from Shearer. I think he's the top bonus scorer in the game, by the way. I could have that wrong, but I think he has the most bonus of any player. So even in an away game, you would hope that maybe you could pick up, you know, a four-pointer in a blank, which is all right. It's not too bad, is it? So he's a consideration. I wouldn't touch any of the other players particularly. I do like the midfield. Hughes in particular, Dyer, Seth Johnson. They're all decent picks. But will I pick them for an away game versus Everton on a free hit or anything? Probably not. Probably not. I don't think there's many midfielders this week you'd pick, actually. So, yeah. Moving on to Bolton, where there is one midfielder I'd pick, and it's Pedersen. I know the data wasn't particularly good. I know that the Farley leak might put some people off. I don't really think it's rep there. I think that he's probably just come in. And I think Pedersen, even though the data was a little bit bad for them, he's still a player who wouldn't surprise you if he would score a hat-trick out of nowhere or two goals, right? He's one of the better players. He's priced that at 9.5 million because he can score a lot of goals. Although the formation might not be the best with the three different centre-backs for Ipswich, and then you've got almost the three forwards where they're almost matching up one for one. The middle one is on zonal marking, the defender, that is. So I don't think it's the best setup. I think Pedersen can be fine. I can't see a world where I wouldn't pick him on free here, personally. And some people might have got him last week for their run of three. So he's a nice little pick this week. I can't see where else you'd be spending the money. So I think Pedersen's a pretty obvious one. Likewise with Gardner. Yeah, Ipswich could easily score in this game, but he's one of those defenders who it doesn't matter if they concede. He's another really obvious name on a free hit, because he can get bonus, assists, everything else. You could go like Ricketts, who's really cheap forward, maybe, but better options, I think. Tirico is still an interesting one because Redknapp's out injured, so he's still got a chance for penalties. He's obviously takes set pieces and he's attacking. Like, do I expect Bolton to keep a clean sheet? Not particularly. So again, he's not one I'd necessarily pick on a free hit, but those without free hit, he could be like our lucky charm who ends up keeping us in the game because they probably don't have him in the team and we do. You know, if he gets a penalty, we're laughing, aren't we? So I think there's an argument where you could include him on a free hit just for effective ownership argument. I personally don't like that particular play, but some people like that style, right? I think you just go for the best expected value from your players and you ignore ownership. But if you are playing the ownership game, you could slip Tirico in there, and he is still a decent pick this week. He's not that you're doing it just because you know, you're worried. He is still a decent pick. It's just probably not one of the most optimal ones. He's in the conversation. No one else from Ipswich I'd touch. And that's all the games, isn't it? Apart from, Bradford and Middlesbrough. So at the beginning of the week, I wasn't really that infused by having Borough, because I don't think away from home, Borough the best. And it seemed like a bit of a boring game, this. Bradford at home. Expect them to score one, two, maybe. You know, zero or one, actually, I'd say, probably from Bradford. And then Middlesbrough, you'd probably put them down to the same. It felt like a fairly low-scoring game. But as we got the leak and it's transpired that there could be some people missing, the fact that Middlesbrough are away suddenly heightens their appeal a little bit, because you've got some probably players that are more likely to play than others, and the end of the day, they're playing one of the promoted teams. So again, bringing it back to basics, Borough are a good team, Bradford aren't. Borough have got some good fantasy assets in general, players that you know, I'm not looking at fixtures here, but you'd be happy to hold pretty much all the time because they're just good options. So it does kind of make sense now that you can maybe include a few. I don't know if I would, but originally I had my original free hit team, which you can look at. I think I posted it way before they even done the preview stream, and it had Benjamin in it. Obviously that was pre-leak. Maybe I'd replace Benjamin now with Rickard or something. I think it'd be quite popular, but there are other ways you could go, like Jeffers or something like that, or Heskey, like I've already mentioned. There are a few other different players you could pick, but Rickard's fine. I've got Rickard and Gronke in my team still. I'll be hoping that they can turn up and smash Bradford. I don't particularly expect it though. Why is someone flashing me? Oh no, he's flashing a truck to move out. Okay. He's flashing me for no reason. What was I saying? Again, if you're struggling with the whole defenders and you're not sure who to pick, Atherton just gets bonus every week, right? So if you swing, oh okay, Bradford can't score a goal, could get 4 points here, could end up with 8 points. It's okay, I don't mind it. But yeah, there's not too much else. I think Fester's out injured, so you could look at maybe going for Gordon as a complete differential again that nobody's probably talking about. I don't particularly like it, but it's an option to be different. And Slakovic is another one that people have mentioned. I just much prefer Rickard personally, but I can see the appeal. And then obviously Zapeda and stuff, that they are options. There just are better ones. I'm struggling to talk about Middlesbrough, but really it's nothing really that exciting about them for me. I personally think I'd probably just go Rickard if I was going to go anywhere at all, and that would be that. So I think that's it for the pod. I don't really think there's much else I can talk about. Hopefully after this week we'll have more clarity on fixtures and stuff, because of FA Cup and what the plan is, and I can talk a little bit more about my strategy, I guess, because I can only apply it to what chips I've got. But for now, I think holding off as best you can for more info and kind of just getting through this week is probably the best play. But if you've already committed yourself to a free hit and you're sat with two or three players, then that's fine too. That's absolutely fine. And in any given week, all you really need to do is, free hit or not, but especially with a free hit, is to outscore that average by, a reasonable amount. So even if the free hit team doesn't feel great with like some of these players being out, the fixtures not being fantastic, I'm sat here with probably like 10 players and I'm re-captain, and they're not the best 10 players ever. So if you can get a full 11 out with a good captain and vice captain and outscore, the sort of general player teams like mine by sort of 20 to 30 points, then that's been a pretty successful free hit, I think. But more so it's about comparing it to your individual team score, right, rather than everyone else's, I think. Does that make sense? If you've got two or three players this week, the max points you are probably getting is like 15 or something. Worst case scenario, you're getting like 6-8 points. So if you make a free hit team and every single one of those players blanks, you're still probably going to end up scoring out your original team by like 40 points. So for you, it was a good use of your free hit, whether it blank, whether they did well or not. And I always say this across all fantasy games with chips and stuff, there's an incredible amount of variance in any given week in football. It's mental. If we knew how to predict football, we'd all be rich. We'd all just go on the bookies and do whatever. So in those weeks where you use your chips, those are the weeks you need to go really, really well with your variance to just increase that massive point gain that can be made, like a triple captain on a Kevin De Bruyne 4-goal or whatever. But the weeks you use your chips, you really need them to be crazy good weeks, to get lucky enough to be right near the top echelons. And that's what it is at the end of the day. If you're using that free hit this week and you get 40 points, yeah, that's fine. Better than my other team that might have got 12 or whatever with a thing. But if you get one of those 60 or 70 point weeks, because it just happens to be a really good variance week, then you're absolutely buzzing, and that's totally out of your control. So I wouldn't beat yourselves up if you have a shitter or whatever. Very much there's luck involved there. Anyway, hope you liked it, guys.
I shall catch you on the next one when I'm driving wherever I may be driving. And I only died almost once in this trip, so you know, it's pretty good for me. Catch you later, guys.